Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. This is Doug Johnson. On our show this week, some music by the Ramones. And we answer a question about the political parties involved in the upcoming American presidential election. But first, a report about the celebration of one of America's best-loved writers. This year is the 100th anniversary of the birth of the American writer of children's books known as Dr. Seuss. There is a year-long celebration of the writer and his work called the Seussentennial. Shep O'Neill has more.
Dr. Seuss's real name was Theodore Seuss Geisel. He died in 1991. He wrote 46 children's books that have sold more than 200 million copies. His books have been translated into 20 languages. All the books are fun to read. They contain pictures of funny creatures and plants. Yet they are about serious subjects like equality, responsibility, and protecting the environment. Children and their parents enjoyed the creatures created by Dr. Seuss. The elephant Horton, from Horton Hatches the Egg. The mean Grinch, from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And the Cat in the Hat. The year's celebration began with an imagination tour, 100 days of events honoring the memory of Dr. Seuss. The tour visited more than 40 cities. It entertained children and adults with performances by actors dressed as Seuss characters and readings of Dr. Seuss books. Another traveling show that is part of the year-long celebration is the Art of Dr. Seuss Tour. This tour provides a look at Dr. Seuss's artistic life. It has brought together examples of his art from galleries across the country. Dr. Seuss also is being honored through an interactive art show at the Children's Museum of Manhattan in New York City. It is a Seussian world presented in activity areas for children. Museum officials say every part of the show is linked with some of his books. One of the simplest areas for the youngest children is a copy of the nest that Horton sits on when he hatches the egg. Other areas use modern digital technology. For example, children can change the pictures and words from Seuss stories on a huge wall, or they can take part in vehicle races on video screens. In another interactive area, children can watch themselves on a large screen. Words from Dr. Seuss books rain down on them, and they can push, move, or catch the words. Museum officials say this fun activity teaches children how to read without having them recognize that they are learning.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Vietnam. Phuong Le asks how many political parties are taking part in the American presidential election in November. A great many political parties are active in the United States. Some have candidates competing for the presidency, others do not. The major parties involved in every presidential election are the Republican and Democratic parties. More than 30 other small political parties are known as third parties. More than 10 of the third parties have candidates running for president. These include the Libertarian Party and the Green Party. Libertarians want more freedom, lower taxes, and less government. The Libertarian Party has more candidates than any other third party competing in local elections across the country. 400 of its members now hold local government offices. The Green Party is linked to the environmental green movement around the world. The Green Party became important in American politics when activist Ralph Nader became its first presidential candidate in 1996. He got more than 700,000 votes and finished fourth in the election. Mr. Nader was the Green Party candidate again in 2000. That time he finished third with more than 2 million votes. This year, Ralph Nader is once again competing for the presidency, but not for the Green Party. This year, he is an independent candidate and the nominee of the Reform Party. Businessman Ross Perot founded the Reform Party in 1995. The next year, he ran as the party's presidential nominee. He received 8 million votes. However, he had received 19 million votes when he ran as an independent candidate for president 4 years earlier in 1992. Sometimes the two major parties object to candidates from third parties competing in the presidential race. They say these candidates receive votes that would have gone to one of the two main candidates. For example, in 2000, the Democrats asked Ralph Nader not to compete for president. They said he would take votes away from their candidate, Vice President Al Gore. Political experts say that is what happened. Some say Mr. Gore would have won the election if Ralph Nader had not been a candidate. The Ramones, probably America's most famous punk rock band, broke up 8 years ago. But this Sunday, fans will gather for a 30th anniversary celebration. Also, there is a new documentary film called End of the Century, The Story of the Ramones. Faith Lapidus has our own story.
The year is 1974. The place is New York City. Four young friends are influenced by the music of punk rockers like the New York Dolls and Iggy Pop. They form their own band and call it the Ramones. They call themselves Johnny, Tommy, Joey, and Dee Dee Ramone. They seem like a band of brothers. After they play at a New York music club, CBGB, they gain a local following. In 1975, they sign a recording deal and release their first album. The first song is Blitzkrieg Bop, also known as Hey Ho, Let's Go. Several popular albums follow, including Leave Home and Road to Ruin. In 1981, the Ramones release Pleasant Dreams. Fans love this song. The KKK took my baby away.
She went away for the holidays. Says she's going to LA. She never got there, she never got there, she never got there, they say, yeah. She went away for the holidays, says she's going to LA. She never got there, she never got there, she never got there, they say, yeah. The KKK took my baby away, they took her away, away from me.
In 1996, the Ramones play at the Avalon in Hollywood. It is their last show together. Dee Dee died from drugs 2 years ago, a year after Joey died of cancer, and Johnny was treated in June for cancer. Organizers of the party this Sunday at the Avalon say the money will go to aid cancer research. Two later Ramones, Marky and CJ, will perform, and Tommy will speak to the crowd. The show is also to include performances by members of Pearl Jam, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the Sex Pistols. We leave you with a 1980 Ramones hit. Do you remember rock and roll radio?
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. Our program was written by Nancy Steinbach and Katie Weaver. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Jim Sleeman.